I'm keen to talk to Thomas, who sadly lost his wonderful dad on the first day of May, just gone, the late Paddy McCarthy. Thomas, good morning. Can you hear me all right, Thomas?
Hi, how are you?
Fair play to you. You can hear me loud and clear. I know that I know that you have been raising a substantial amount of money for Pieta House. And the last time I checked, it was at about €26,000. Has it risen since that again?
Yeah, it's just over 29,000 now, so it's about 29,200, I think.
Fair play. Can you hear me all right? You're not on a speakerphone or anything, no?
No, I have a pair of headphones in.
All right, just do me a favour and take all that stuff out then and just talk into the mouthpiece, okay? And away we go with our chat. Is that better?
No problem. Yeah, that's better.
Much better. Tell me about your dad. He was a farmer all his life, was he?
He was, yeah. So dad farmed all his life. He's 59 years old. He loved music, dancing. He just loved socialising. He had a big personality, great sense of humour. Loved being around like my brothers and my sisters and our friends when they come over. So he did love the social aspect, and he just really loved life.
And the farm, of course, is not too far from Kinsale, sure it's not.
No, it's not. We're in Banlady, so it's only 10-15 minutes over the road from Kinsale.
And you were in Whistler in Canada when you got the news. Is that right?
I was, yeah. So that was on Friday the 1st of May, and we're 8 hours behind. So I found out around 7 a.m. in the morning. I was still asleep.
And were you told at that stage, all those miles away, that he had taken his own life?
Yeah. My roommate came into my room and she said my sister was trying to contact me. So I looked at my phone and I had 2 missed calls from my older sister and 2 missed calls from my younger sister. And then I knew that something was really wrong. So I rang my younger sister back, and my sister and my mum were on the phone, and they just had said, oh, your father's had to take his own life.
I can't imagine the shock.
I just kept saying, no, he didn't. Like, no, he didn't. You just don't believe it. And then I hung up the phone because I was like, I need to, like, process this.
Yes.
And then within about half an hour, I had a flight booked for the next day, and I was packed, and I just wanted to get home.
That was probably the longest trip you ever took.
Yeah, it was not nice. It was 22 hours, I think, and 3 flights.
So you had to, as you say, take time to process this, because this was not the father that you recognised.
Exactly, yeah. I couldn't believe. Like, when I'd seen that I had 2 missed calls from both my sisters, I thought that there might have been an accident, or that, you know, there might have been a farming accident or something to do with his heart, because he had surgery a few years ago, so I thought it might have been that. But never in a million years would I have thought that it would be suicide. The man that we knew just wouldn't do this.
And did anybody notice any that he was struggling in any way?
No, not really, because, you know, everyone is, I suppose, with the whole COVID-19 and lockdown and restrictions, everyone is struggling a small bit. But Dad was always smiling. He was always happy. And, like, I suppose he did, my mom probably knows that he was a small bit down in the last few weeks, but she just thought it was, you know, not being able to get out. And because a big part of Dad's routine weekly would be, you know, heading down to Kinsale at the weekend and, like, going down to live music and down to, you know, for the odd point. And now maybe that he couldn't do that, maybe it was like a tipping point. You know, when people don't have their routines, it could send them, I don't know, people who are thinking about doing something like this, it could really damage them.
Because farming can be a very isolating profession, can't it, and livelihood. Like, he probably spent a lot of time on the land on his own.
And, yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and look forward then to his music or his dancing or his couple of pints or going to the mart, do you think?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because, like, you're down the fields all day, you're alone with your thoughts. And, you know, if you're having these negative, bad thoughts, and you're alone with them all day, and if you don't have something to look forward to, you're released, like, anything, it's just not good, you know?
I see a photograph of him here, and he's such a happy-go-lucky chap.
He always was, like, he had the greatest sense of humour, like, and so being home now, you kind of expect to hear, like, hear a laugh, or expect him to come in, but it's just unusual, because, you know, it's not going to happen.
There's an awful void in your life, then, in the life of all of the family. This larger-than-life character who's no longer around.
Exactly, yeah, and there's a lot of pain, but a lot of questions as well, and a lot of, you know, questions we're never going to know the answer to. And it's just, you know, the damage people leave behind when they die by suicide, and the pain they leave for their families, it's not a nice feeling.
And I imagine the funeral would have been very quiet as well because of restrictions, right?
Yeah, there was only about 10 of us allowed into the church, and it was just, you know, the whole thing was just surreal. And then, like, Dad, he's going to be cremated as well, and there's only 10 people allowed into the crematorium. And, like, friends and family can't really call to the house, or, you know, so it makes it a small bit more tough, you know, just because you can't really see people, you can't hold people. And, like, now you really want to do that, but you can't.
And, of course, there's yourself and your mam, Anne. And have you brothers and sisters as well then, Thomas? I think you do, don't you?
I do, yeah. Yeah, so I have an older sister, Anna, younger sister, Rachel, and a younger brother, Niall.
And you're there for each other?
Yeah, all four of us are here now, so it's good. And, yeah, we're here for mam as well, and we've been fairly strong. We're lucky we have, like, an amazing family, amazing neighbours, and just amazing friends. So, like, we have people to support us, and we all support each other.
Why did you decide, and you kick-started this very, very fast, because we are talking about the passing of your dad only in the last 2 weeks now, on May 1st, but why did you decide on the fundraiser for Pieta House?
I was just, like, lying in bed one night and scrolling through Facebook, and I was reading about how, you know, Pieta House relies on public funding. I think it's about 80% of their funds for the year. And with the whole COVID-19 and the restrictions, that the Darkness Into Light run wasn't going ahead, and that's a massive fundraiser for Pieta House. So I remember just seeing that and being like, okay, this is perfect. This is something that we can do, and, like, this is something, you know, we can make something positive out of all this negative. And so myself and my brothers and my sisters, we set up the GoFundMe, and we set the goal at 5,000, thinking if we got 5,000 for Pieta, you know, it'd be unreal, and we just wanted to do something for Dad in Dad's name. But the funders just kept going and going, and I think we checked it every hour the Thursday night, and it was going up about €1,000 an hour.
And then it got to 10,000, and you felt, wow, this is incredible. So you had a toast to your dad.
We were all drinking on the patio, and when we rolled over to 10,000, we cheers to Dad, and we said, like, a few words, and that was really nice, you know, that, like, we felt like we'd accomplished something for him, but it was amazing. And people have been so amazing donating. But, you know, like, Pieta House just need the money now more than ever.
I know.
It's going to do a lot of good.
You're at 29,000 now and climbing. You know that there is a dedicated phone line for the farming community. It's called Mind Our Farm Families. It's a suicide and self-harm number. It's been set up by the Irish Farmers Association and Pieta House. Would you think that backs up what we're saying, that there is a worryingly high suicide rate, particularly amongst men in rural areas?
Yeah, there is. It's massive. I think, especially with men, and especially with farmers, again, because of the isolation, but again, because, you know, I feel like with men especially, they feel they don't want to ask for help. They feel weak if they ask for help, and there's the stigma around it. But, like, actually, it's the opposite. If you ask for help, you're strong. You're identifying that there's a problem, and you're looking for a solution. So, like, we just need to encourage more men, and especially farmers, to just talk to each other, talk to their family, talk to their friends. And, like you said, there is the phone line here with the IFA and Pieta House, and, like, that's set up for a reason. Like, even if we just made more awareness about that, and, like, it's just a chat on the phone, and it could mean all the difference to one person, someone somewhere.
Oh, man. I mean, like, so many people that I talk to have loved ones who they lose to suicide, and they find it very hard, to, as you say, to process it, because nothing, you see, those that take their own lives have no idea of the devastation and the sadness that they leave behind, and if they only knew, they might talk to somebody about it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%. Like, if the person who is suffering maybe from, you know, depression or whatever, and by doing suicide, fair enough, they've end their pain. But pain and suffering that they leave behind for family and friends. Like, you're never going to be able to fill that hole. Like, it's never going to get any better. And it's like, we just still don't believe that that's after happening.
I know. It probably was just in a moment, you know, in an actual moment that he just could take it no more, you know, and unfortunately. Yeah. You have to live with the consequences as a family. The GoFundMe is up on our Red Book, on our Red FM Facebook page now, and also on our Twitter page, lads, if you would like to donate. But what's the GoFundMe page called that you've put up, Thomas?
I think it's under my own name, Thomas McCarthy, and it's Darkness Into Life Sunrise Appeal. So it's for the PA House.
Okay, and we're sharing it as well to drive it on above 30 grand and...
That'd be amazing.
Keep going and just see how much we can raise and then give it to Peterhouse. And, sure, it's an awful shame, your dad. There was a chance that I knew your dad because he's the same age as me, and I spent an awful lot of my earlier years down in Kinsale working in clubs and discos and pubs and stuff like that. And was he a Kinsale man born and raised, he was?
No, yes, so he's a Balnadee man born and raised, but yeah, he would have spent a lot of time down in Kinsale. Right?
Probably went to the folk house a bit and stuff like that.
Yeah, like he loved Blue Haven, he loved Folk House, he just loves it all.
He'll be sorely missed in all of those places. He was a big Springsteen fan, I'm told, was he?
He was, yeah, he was a massive Springsteen fan.
He had good taste. Will we play him a Springsteen song then to remember him this morning?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It's lovely talking to you, you're a wonderful son, he'd be so proud of you, Thomas. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you so much, Neil.
Cheers.
Thank you.